The whole notion of timing and first and last come into another famous story of Jesus related in the Gospels, that of the laborers and the vineyard. When grapes need to be harvested, especially if they're going to be used for wine, timing is extremely important. Grapes reach their optimum sugar content, sweetness, at a particular time. And so when they reach a certain point, they need to be harvested immediately. So as the story Jesus tells goes, grapes are coming ripe, and the owner of a vineyard wants to get the harvest in. So he hires a certain number of laborers, goes out in the morning, hires a certain number, sets them to work, and then he comes back at a certain point, maybe mid-morning, and he sees, well, they're not quite as fast as he thought they were going to be. And calculating in his mind, having done this before, he knows, well, I'm going to need a few more people. So he gathers a few more people in. And he goes back, say, midday, and they're working. Well, this group also is not quite as fast as he had hoped they were going to be. He goes out, hires more laborers. He wants to get it all in today. This is the best day. This is the one day when it has to all be done. Hires more. Finally, 2 hours from the end of the day, well, they're still not quite finished, and maybe they'll finish, maybe they won't. He wants to be sure. He goes out and hires another whole group, and he brings them in for 2 hours, and they finish. So at the end of the day, they all go to get paid, and the owner pays them all the same. And some of the laborers, for instance, the ones who came early in the morning, they're a little put out about this. Why should those who came in the last 2 hours get the same amount that we've gotten? And the owner responds to them, and he says, isn't it within my power to do what I want? Isn't it within my power to be ripe? It's the way the Aramaic version goes. That is, to be timely with what I give to those. And again, Jesus' disciples themselves don't really understand this story. They're all up in arms about it. It's not fair, you can hear them saying. Shortly after this, Jesus tells his story. Then they get a little bit nervous and they ask him, Master, who's going to be the greatest in your kingdom? In other words, you know, what about status? You know, I was with you first, you know, this other person came later, blah, blah, blah. You can see this going on. It's not fair. They want it to be fair. Well, the issue is that the story is not about fairness, it's about timing. Those who came last, those who came with only 2 hours left in the workday, were ready. They were ready to work. They were there when needed. And so they were worth the same amount as those who came first. They may not have earned the same amount in the amount of energy or labor that they put in, but they earned it by being ready and by being available to work at a time exactly when it was needed. So this story isn't about fairness, it's about timing. Timing, being ripe at the right moment, is at the essence of life.